Welcome to Narratives. Grease monkey is a slang for a mechanic, that guy who's good at fixing your car. But is he any good with the mechanics of the human heart, particularly his own? Here our hero Nick first makes a date with Siobhan, a date which would result in a dangerous destiny.
It was that time of year when the shortening of the days becomes apparent and when each new shorter day has a calmness about it that suggests a lull between the drama of one season and the next. The leaves on the avenues of elms and London plains had begun to yellow, but the stillness would hang like a moment suspended for a week or two yet, until the heat of the sun had waned and the first flurries of a cooling, leaf-rustling wind arrived. There was a brooding expectancy about each day, as if the season was its own waiting room. And yet, the afternoons climaxed in a fierce heat for several days in a row, as if the sun was overcharged and couldn't help but ejaculate the last of its summer glory, even though a new startling chill accompanied the nights. Of an evening, before preparing his meal or phoning for a takeaway, he'd spend 5 minutes watching Ophelia drift like a slice of carrot between the rocks in her tank, or suck food from the surface, while Polonius ran outside his cage hugging the apartment walls or nestled in the folds of the mechanic's pullover and groomed himself. Simple pleasures. As twilight arrived, Nick might sit next to the balcony window with the TV on and watch the roses and ferns in their pots fade into shadow. Once or twice or more, he found himself thinking about the girl with the Porsche, wondering where she lived, how much she knew about him, which of his friends or neighbours she was friendly with. She became a fresh shadow to his thoughts. Maybe he'd seen her at a nightclub or standing with a group in a pub chatting and laughing and dancing the night away. Siobhan, he said to Ophelia or Polonius or the world in general. He practiced saying her name and told himself he did this because it was an unusual name. She seems like a nice girl, his mother would have said. Nice? Such a bland word. Hot then, he heard her say, but this wasn't the sort of thing his mum would have said, and so she unsaid it. Ask her out, his father would have prompted. If you like her, then ask the girl out. Nick smiled, but shook his head. What's to lose except a little pride, the old man would have pressed. Beginning work on her car on the Tuesday afternoon, he stayed at the garage later than usual to bring it along, triple-checking every stage to make sure it was flawless. On Thursday, he sent her a message that it was ready and found himself waiting for her to arrive. Yet, despite the urgency, she didn't collect it until mid-afternoon the following day. He didn't see her walk in. He'd just settled another customer's account and had reversed that car so it was ready to drive away. When he stepped back into the workshop, she was there, examining the toolboards, strolling around. "You're very tidy," she said. "A place for everything, and everything in its place. Painted silhouettes of every tool. How neat." There was a slight burr to her accent, he now noticed, a soft rising at the end of her sentences, as if the habit of every statement was to question. He heard it and noted it, and then it vanished again, so that he wondered if he hadn't just imagined it after all. "Have to be," he replied, "although that's my boss's doing. It wouldn't do to leave a screwdriver rattling around in a customer's engine compartment, would it? A spanner in the works? Absolutely not." Nick fetched her keys and account, and she paid in cash, peeled the notes out of a snakeskin wallet. No sign of the usual credit cards. "You don't mind cash? It's all the same to me." "Now," she said, thoroughly absorbed, it seemed, with placing her wallet in her handbag and reshuffling its contents, "what about this dinner? Are you doing anything tomorrow evening?" He laughed at that. "You don't owe me anything. Besides, it wasn't finished when you wanted it." She looked up then and held his eyes with hers for a moment. "Perhaps you have a girlfriend who'd mind me taking you out." He shook his head, glanced at his rough hands, his stained overalls. "Not at all. Have you even looked at the car?" She followed his glance and smiled. "It's very nice. Perfect. Thank you." Then she cocked her head on one side and seemed to be reappraising him. "Do you always play hard to get when someone's going out of their way to be friendly? Maybe I'm not your type." "No, it's not that." "What then?" "Nothing." "Well?" Outside, the traffic was building up into this Friday night rush hour. Here was the hustle and bustle, the hurly-burly of a city's population putting a frantic week behind it, moving towards the ritualistic frenzy of another weekend socialising, one-night stands and hasty retreats. Everyone, it appeared, had somewhere to go and someone to be there with. So why, with beautiful ballerina girl actually asking him out, did he feel like a 13-year-old schoolboy balking at his first date? He shrugged. Okay, thanks then. That'd be good. Where? When? A hurried slurry of words before he could chicken out.
You've been listening to Paul Berman reading from his book, The Grease Monkey's Tale. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.